Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Sunday of worship as a scattered community. I want to especially welcome this week members of the St. Peter's Chateau Day family and the Neuchâtel English Church family who are joining us as well in this new way of worshipping. I know that there are a number of All Saints family members around the world who are joining us as well. So a big shout out to Alana Hiha in New Zealand, to Michelle Watson in Australia, and to Irene, who's listening all the way from New Zealand. Yvonne and I are sending to you our love and prayers during these days that are preventing us from gathering, but which equally are connecting us in very special ways as we are increasingly mindful of those around us. So on this Sunday, may I greet you with these ancient and proven words of faith: grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. In a moment, we are going to begin our times of worship together. But before we do so, I just want to let you know of some resources that you might find helpful in these days ahead. All of this information, which I'm about to share with you, is available on the church website in the news section. So, first of all, do you need help? The church family is ready to help if you find yourself quarantined or in any need of any kind. And you are more than welcome to contact either Gilla or myself. You can find our details on the website, and we will coordinate the support that you need. So don't hesitate to get in contact. You can also offer help by filling in the form that we sent out last week. It was a Google form, and this information helps Gilla and I know what help is available where. And if you need us to resend that to you, just get in contact with me. It's exciting to be able to offer you also prayer ministry online. As many of you know, we offer prayer ministry every Sunday at the end of our services. And I'm really excited that Peter and Rene and Maxine have got together to put in place a resource for you if you would like to receive prayer. So what you need to do is to have a look at the website. Peter and Rene Roux and Claire and Jeremy Daglish are making themselves available, and you can see their availability on the website. And all you need to do is to contact them, and they will find a way of praying for you either over the phone or online. Can I really encourage you to make the most of that fantastic resource? Here are a number of ways that you can connect with other people from church over these next few weeks. So, first of all, virtual small groups. Several of our weekly small groups are currently meeting online using an online tool called Zoom. If you would like to join them, or if you'd like to join, be part of a new virtual small group, then please get in contact with me soon. Virtual prayer times. Again, you'll know that on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, for a number of years now, we've gathered in the church at 7:30. We're now doing it virtually. And if you'd like to be part of that, just let me know and we'll get you connected. Another way in which you can keep up to date with news is by connecting with me on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm posting more regularly than I normally do. And so if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so on Facebook. And I'm known as Chaplain All Saints. All Saints being one word. Chaplain All Saints on Facebook, or on Instagram, I'm Clive Atkinson 68. So do connect with me if you'd like to receive more news or information about what's going on in the life of our church. Just in case you're not getting emails, could you get in contact with Louise Bowley, our church administrator? And you can do so through admin allsaints.ch, and we'll sort that out for you. So why don't we move into our time of worship now? In the email that Louise sent you yesterday, you'll see that you will have two options for worship this morning. Morning prayer is a more traditional service, while service of the word is a more contemporary service. You will see these phrases highlighted in blue, and when you move your cursor over them, you're able to click, and these will link you to those respective service sheets. In the service sheets, you will find songs and scripture readings and a talk and some liturgy. In the songs, you'll notice that the first line of each song is in blue. And again, when you pass your cursor over that, you're able to click on it and it will take you to a YouTube video and the song will begin. You'll also notice that you can click on the talk in the service booklet. This will take you to the church website for you, where you'll find the talk for today. Again, just simply click on the icon. I hope you will benefit and be blessed by these resources today. And may the Lord bless us. And may the Lord keep us. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon us. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon us. And may he give us his peace. Amen.